Thanks very much for the introduction. I'm honored to be with you, to be part of this ceremony today, and to be here along with so many inspiring speakers. Congratulations. Congratulations to Thad Simons, to all of you associated with Novus on the 20th birthday. Congratulations on your noble and important vision, your noble and important vision to help feed the world affordable, wholesome food and achieve a higher quality of life. Congratulations on the use of science to pursue that goal, and especially congratulations on your many successes about which we've been hearing, and on all of the animals, people, and communities you've helped and made better. St. Louis is proud and happy that you're headquartered here. Now, a birthday is a time to set context, to put what we are doing in historic focus, and also to look ahead. So let me try for a moment. Those involved in agricultural innovation, and I include our Plant Science Center along with you all, join a stream of human heroes who for millennia have benefited their fellows in the human species. Agriculture began about 10,000 years ago with the slow domestication of plants and animals. Those were world-changing innovations after about 200,000 years in which our ancestors had been living as hunters and gatherers, with hunger a frequent visitor and starvation waiting always in the shadows. With agriculture came more food, civilization followed, with towns and cities and record keeping. And without those innovations, probably none of us would be here today or even alive. Throughout human history, all has depended on food. All has depended on having enough to eat. Important agricultural innovations preceded the Industrial Revolution, presumably giving people more leisure and more energy to think and to plan. In the mid-19th century, the U.S. became a leader in agricultural innovation with the McCormick Reaper and the Land Grant Act and agricultural extension services. An American, Norman Borlaug, was the father of the Green Revolution of the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. His remarkable innovations trebled the production of cereal crops, ending recurrent famines in Asia, Latin America, and the Middle East. The success was so great that many thought we humans were approaching the promised land. But today, we know we're not. All is not well. There are problems. The extra food of the Green Revolution led to a more than doubling of world population, and modern agriculture uses too much water, so much that our rivers and aquifers are running dry, so much fertilizer that runoffs are polluting our rivers and even oceans. And still tonight, 1 billion people will go to bed hungry, and on average, one child, every 5 seconds, one child dies of the complications of malnutrition. And we also want food, fuel, as well as food from our agriculture, and the climate's changing. We have to innovate faster than ever. We have to run just to keep in place. Thus, agriculture, long neglected, is back on the front line. Fortunately, we have more knowledge, better tools than those who have given us the world that we live in today. Science and technology have advanced. Better communications can mobilize more people around important causes. Moreover, as today, the challenges are global. Fortunately, science and technology, as well as brains, are global as well. We have lots of help and lots of gifted colleagues all around the globe. and who are working together as they are with Nobis today. And still, we have our old reliable human qualities, ingenuity and goodwill. So again, congratulations on being an important enabler in humankind's great adventure. I hope that our Plant Science Center can join in your next accomplishments. But I do know that neither you nor we can stop. There's much to do, and time is short. We involved in innovation need to be wiser and smarter, more clear-eyed and hardworking than ever before, taking advantage of all the latest advances in science and technology. If we do our jobs well, if we work for the common good, we can make contributions equal to those of the heroes of the past and make life good for future generations. We'll then be paying our dues for the wonderful world that we have inherited and enjoyed. I believe that all involved with agricultural innovation will be worthy of the challenges. I'm sure that Nobis will. Thank you very much.